Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Go on the offensive against weeds with Antares Complete from Helena. Antares Complete eliminates early weed competition with long-lasting residual control of broadleaf weeds and grasses. With a balanced premix of three herbicides, Antares Complete combats herbicide resistance and helps soybeans achieve a faster, more vigorous start to the season. Take a tactical first strike against weeds and protect your soybeans early with Antares Complete. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
Invenergy is investing in Oklahoma. Having completed its first Oklahoma project in 2006, Invenergy has continued supporting our rural communities by volunteering, donating to local organizations, and sponsoring local events. In addition to the $400 million Invenergy invests annually in project communities, Invenergy developed and operated energy facilities, provide jobs, tax revenues, landowner payments, and other sources of local economic development. Invenergy is committed to Oklahoma.
Well, we've seen some measurable changes in the climate over the last few years. Associate Farm Editor Reagan Kalk had the opportunity to talk to Partnership and External Affairs Manager at the Nature Conservancy, Clay Pope, and Pope talked a little bit about agriculture, climate change, and natural resource challenges.
Well, I mean, the bottom line is that we are seeing a change in our climate. I mean, the information is pretty undeniable that we're seeing an increase in overall temperatures, and that's affecting a lot of other things. We're seeing changes in our weather, in our rainfall patterns, probably getting roughly the same amount of rain we've always got, but it's coming in chunks more. It's coming at a little bit different times. And basically, the impacts that it can have is everything from water quantity. It impacts water quality. When you have those rain comes in chunks, that impacts soil erosion. You also have that, the period of flash drought in between those rainfall, which, there's an example right there. I'm a lifelong Oklahoman. I'm going to be 55 this fall. Flash drought's a relatively new term that we've been talking about because you are seeing those extended dry periods that you used to have more moisture intervening, and it's just changing a little bit on how things happen. When you think about changes in temperature, that also means the temperature line, which allows pests to expand further northward. We've seen that. You think about things like sugarcane aphids, fire ants, ticks. Southeast Oklahoma has always had challenges with ticks in cattle and other livestock. We've seen more of that in central and parts of northwest Oklahoma that we've had it before. Not with the frequency and to the extent that we're seeing now. Those are some of the things that we're seeing. You think about small grain production, winter wheat, just a small change in temperature and not having enough days and cool nights for those heads to fill can have a huge impact.
To hear the complete conversation with Clay Pope and Reagan Kalk, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. According to the latest Oklahoma Crop Progress and Condition Report, winter wheat joining reached 7%, down 2 points from the previous year and up 1 point from the five-year average. Conditions now rated 65% good to excellent, 28% fair, and 7% poor to very poor. Pasture and range conditions are 36% good to excellent, 40% fair, and 24% poor to very poor. Livestock conditions now 58% good to excellent, 34% fair, and 8% poor to very poor. Rainfall totals also average 0.64 inches. That's according to the March 5th U.S. Drought Monitor report. Drought conditions rated 35% abnormally dry to exceptional drought, which is down around 32 points from the same time last year. Additionally, 4% of the state was in a moderate drought to exceptional drought category, down 56 points from the previous year. Statewide, temperatures in the upper 40s to upper 50s. Topsoil and subsoil moisture conditions were rated adequate to short. Be sure to check out the upcoming BigIron.com online auction Wednesday, March the 27th, featuring Meyer Beef and Grain, LLC. There's going to be plenty of well-maintained pieces for bid in O'Keene, Oklahoma, including a 2021 John Deere self-propelled sprayer, a 2019 Massey Ferguson self-propelled windrower, a 2014 John Deere four-wheel drive tractor, and much, much more. No reserves, and all items are lien-free, so register to place your bids today at BigIron.com. Big Iron Auctions, rural connections, respected values, and real deals. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.